WCRO-CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Thousands of people fleeing Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Still, no electricity inside and no fuel for generators. Airstrikes in Syria hitting facilities used by Iran's armed forces and militant groups supported by Iran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during his visit to Seoul, South Korea.
These attacks must stop. And if they don't stop, then we won't hesitate to do what's necessary again to protect our troops.
Global leaders preparing to meet at the APEC summit this week in San Francisco. The city's Department of Public Works Communications Director Rachel Gordon says they're trying to tackle downtown homelessness in general and homeless encampments specifically.
We're not just clearing encampments. We provide services to people. We ask people and request that they go into shelter.
This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues to deny any wrongdoing amid a campaign fundraising investigation. Feds are looking into whether Adams received illegal donations from Turkey and if he helped fast-track Turkey's new consulate in Manhattan. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
People that are close to Adams say that this didn't even come close to pay to play. This was really routine. He didn't exert any pressure on anybody. But this is now what the feds are taking a look at, because one question that we've learned they're examining is whether illegal foreign money from Turkey wound up into the mayor's campaign. Whether or not he knew about it is a separate question, but the conduit for these donations was a construction company in Brooklyn.
Authorities in Iceland declaring a state of emergency and ordering thousands to evacuate amid fears of a potential volcanic eruption. Small earthquakes have already damaged homes and roads. An eruption in Iceland in 2010 caused flight disruptions across the Atlantic. More than 100,000 flights were canceled back then. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game,
trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front in line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today with highs around 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Daytime highs approaching 57. Tomorrow, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Unfortunately, it is not Victory Monday.
Play for a lot of teams.
But you know what? I almost feel better about the way they played yesterday in a loss than the way I felt the week before in a win.
We talked about
that. You
know
that. What I mean?
Johnny, absolutely. That was worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
That was good football.
Showed promise.
And people are all like, well, a win's a win, winning ugly. I don't like those ugly games.
No, I agree.
I thought that was a great football game.
Me too. I totally do.
I wish they would have won.
I'm not sure what's up with that kicker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure what's up with that kicker.
I know.
Got a text here. What a bad weekend for Wisconsin sports. Packers lose. Bucks lose. Badger football lose. Badger basketball lose. And a lot of our local high school football teams lost
on
Friday night.
Oof, that was a tough Friday for some of those kids. I feel most sorry for the seniors, right? Because it's
no kind
of over.
Oh, it's all over. Well, I mean, a select few, you know, will go on to college.
Very select. But
we had a good game, Kukan against Wanakee. That Wanakee team was so good. Wow. I mean, high school I'm serious. I know I've covered high school football for a lot of years, but it's gotten so good. Athletes are so much better.
Yeah.
All my athlete buddies from years ago, please don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you this right now. These high school athletes are something special. I've never seen the combination of size and speed like you see these days. Incredible.
A couple things play into that. One is they do start pretty young in these parts.
Yeah. And we had Mark Houston up in the booth. Mark was our scorekeeper the other night. He rounded up all the scores from around the state all night long. He was great.
Yeah, good guy.
But these kids I just tip my hat to these kids, how good they are in high school football these days. In all sports. And you name it. High school athletes are so good right now. It's incredible.
The facilities are there. The support is there. It's a priority. I have nothing against it. I think it's great. I just wish I wish more of our local teams would have won. Because
me too.
There's no playback, right? It's like, it's
over. You and I, hey, by the way, thank you. And Todd and Conrad, I just want to thank you all for Saturday morning at the VFW. You guys were spectacular. Every one of you. Todd, putting the whole thing together, you were amazing. And you got a great intern there in Conrad, that young guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Great, and what you did was fantastic, setting that all up. Yeah. You, Jim, dealing with the veterans on the thing at the VFW in Howard at Duck Creek. I just want to thank you guys all, and that show's going to air when, Todd?
So Thanksgiving morning, 6 until 8. It should be on a podcast prior to that.
Awesome.
As soon as it's edited and up, I'll let everybody know.
Because everybody kept asking me about that. They thought that was really cool, that it's going to be, you know, because years past, you know, I did it live, and then that was it. But now that they can sit and hear it, and some of the weren't some of those interviews, some of those stories fantastic?
Awesome.
It's tough for me to go and listen to those because I feel so much for these people.
Yeah.
You know, going over there, what they went through, those stories are incredible enough, but then you hear what it's like coming back.
Yeah.
And that's where it really hits you hard because it's like we should treat these people with much more respect.
And like I've said before, it's a whole different feeling when you have them, you're sitting there looking them, you know, in the eyes. And they're telling these stories versus reading it or whatever.
And you're like,
I mean, it's really, this is that guy.
Yeah, you really did that?
That was you.
I know.
This guy right next, that was you.
Right. And then I went back, I told you before we went on the air today that I went back home. I read a little bit more on some of these guys, you know, because we kind of met them and they're in the book 50 Strong. And it was just great to read that again. And, you know, that's a great, so that's a week from Thursday that's going to be on.
Yes, right. Sir.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
All right. That'd be cool. That'd be a good show for people to listen to.
Awesome.
And we kind of ended that show talking about being grateful for so many things, but veterans definitely being one of them. Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. Thanks for inviting us. That was a good time.
It was great having you guys there. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I did not partake in the Johnny Juice, though I wanted to in a way.
The guy said, I got here at 6 in the morning making a special orange juice for you.
I had to work.
That's a 20-year tradition.
Somewhere in your next book, there's got to be a recipe card in
Johnny
there.
Johnny Juice. Yep. Absolutely.
I don't think you'd have to guess real hard.
Love those people
juice.
At the VFW in Howard. They're just fantastic. And wonderful people.
Yeah, it was great. And thanks for inviting us, too. I said that to you on Saturday, but I mean that. That's,
yep.
You know, continue to learn as even you get older. There's just some unbelievable heroes right here.
No question. No question. And by the way, the bridge was still green and gold last night.
I think you won that one.
Are you listening, Eric and the fellas? Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I think he is.
I would still like to be the man in charge of the lights. I could do that, Jim.
You could.
That's one thing I could do. Todd?
You, though.
There's got to be a phone app that you can just dial in on your phone and press a button.
But, sure. But by the way, one more thing about Saturday. You know what people absolutely loved? The quilts from Dennis from the Glam Band that his mom made.
Yeah.
People loved them.
Yeah.
Those are so cool. I'm going to visit a gentleman, one of the guys in my book. He's in hospice this week. I'm going to take a drive up to Kashina and visit him and bring one. And everybody that took one of those blank. And you know what, though? I told them they were free. Every single person made a donation.
Of course.
Every person made a donation. So I've got $50 cash. And I want to. I told Dennis, too. I said, whatever your mom wants to donate it to. But I got $50 cash to go towards a veterans organization or a veterans whatever. So, all right.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that was special.
All right.
Again, thanks for you guys for making it really cool.
We have we got like a couple good weeks coming up. Did you look at some of our guests that we have?
Phenomenal.
Booked? I mean, it's pretty cool. Like,
okay, so today, talk a little bit about the Seth. I don't know a lot about him, but you do.
So sure, you know, running a city, there's a lot of moving parts, right? Everybody knows police, fire, and Department of Public Works, but there's
can I just jump in real quick?
Sure, you're going to anyway.
Yeah, Todd, how are we doing with the Howard Fire Department?
Howard, yep, I'll be reaching out to them today.
They were all there.
Oh, yeah.
You saw them.
Yeah, yeah.
They were helping out at the event.
Parking.
And I was talking to them about the, you know, what the guys from Midwest Restoration talk about in regards to the fire dangers. And you hooked it up with one of the gentlemen, right?
We will do that. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Right. Weren't they great?
Absolutely. And going into the Christmas season with lights and all that kind of stuff, it's a good time to remind ourselves about all that stuff.
Yeah. The Howard Fire Department was out there at our event on Saturday, and they're going to be coming on to talk about some of the things that Midwest talks about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we're going to talk about the sustainability, but I don't want to lose sight of you talked about the bridge lighting. And that's actually the lights on the bridge are a product of the Sustainability Commission because those are LED lights, and it was time to change those lights anyway. But to make
I still can't believe they used to have to get on a barge.
Yeah. So it's the maintenance is less. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we did that. But in terms of controlling the lights, and especially, I mean, we put those on there for a reason, and that's to honor the community. And the national things, right, with breast cancer and the Heart Association, you know, with the pink and the red. But that thing has the ability to do a lot of local things, high schools, colleges, and you want to control it because we honor the visiting team. Like when we're playing the Steelers, what is it, gold and black? Is that out there? But then we usually leave them on after, and you have been complaining about it.
Right,
for the
not
last
after the game. I mean, at kickoff, shut them off. Put on something else, whatever other colors you want, green and gold, whatever. But no, don't honor teams, you know, that you're playing. They're the enemy.
But they're an economic development enemy. I mean, when they're here, we like to get their fans downtown.
Fine, get their money, then
right.
Kick their butts out of town. That's
yes,
my attitude.
That's, well, anyway, so yes, we
I'm sorry, Todd.
Johnny wants to control the lights, and we're
John Mino, director of the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. Come to town, spend your money, then get the hell out of here.
I'm going to be seeing the
like
mayor.
The guy parked with the Illinois plates with taking up two parking places
you
right
see
outside
that out
of our
there?
Door.
Illinois guy
taking up two parking places.
Right.
You know what I
Twig is his license plate.
You know what
plate.
I would have done, and you guys
no. You would have, Johnny, but we can't do that. I think we could.
Right.
The proper thing to
that
do.
Car so
yes,
bad.
I know. The proper thing to do, Johnny, is right. to call the parking utility and have that guy get a ticket for taking
I
two spots.
I still have some Nagani in me, I think.
In Italian. Mm. The Sustainable Commission, he's coming on today.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great, Seth.
Okay, and then at 7 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Frank Hermans.
Yeah.
Let's be Frank Productions. Frank Hermans, the legendary, the one and only Frank. You and I. You know what? You know what would be a really good show? Frank and Todd. They would be great because they could talk music the way they know music and the whole thing. I think you and I are going to sit back in that one, Jim, and let Todd and Frank Herman.
No.
Yeah. No, you guys would be awesome.
We'll go out to the car and just listen in because, yeah I don't think they need us for that.
No, he doesn't need us at all for that.
And then we talk about how we our signal goes from Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and everything in between. We have Amy coming on, Amy Albright.
Yep.
And if you know her, she's Discover Oshkosh. And, we have Discover Green Bay. We have definitely De Pere. What do they call Appleton's downtown? Anyway, these people are paid, and they do a lot for the community. So Amy really does a lot with Oshkosh. It's going to be fun to have her on here.
Yeah, maybe she'll find that lady I'm looking for.
What's that?
The lady I'm looking for.
She's got to be dead.
Yeah, I bet, huh?
Yeah,
that was like 50 years ago. Yeah. Playwood Oshkosh.
Oh, the
Archstar Wrestling brought to you by Playwood Oshkosh.
Johnny, she's long
gone. And you have like the Crusher. Remember the Crusher?
Yes, I do. I do. I did watch All-Star Wrestling. That's one of the things I watched
Gagne,
when I was a little kid.
The whole bunch. Who was it? It was the Crusher, Vern Gagne.
Scrap Iron Gadaski.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Good call. help us. Hey, Texas, help
watch
us
it.
Who would have been like let's say Saturday night, like right now in about 1973, who would have been on the lineup for All-Star Wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
I can remember the Crusher was on
that
every
was
single
great.
Night.
That was
yes.
fun to
did
watch.
Everybody
as a
watch
kid.
It. Yep. That was before Saturday Night Live.
I found something for you.
Talk to me, Goose.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Check this out.
Free with any style, any price range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
How did you find that?
I'm sorry, it was just in one channel out of the left channel.
That is fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
That was her Plywood Oshkosh.
Plywood Oshkosh.
She sounded old back then,
oh,
so I'm sure
goodness.
She's gone.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
We'll have to see if Amy's going to do a little prep work now before she gets
Amy,
in.
Yeah, Amy, if you're listening, coming up, man, you better you have to talk like her the entire time you're on this show. Or you're out. Get out. Let's go. Awesome. Cool.
And then, other stuff we have coming up. I know we're going to talk about the holiday parade that's coming up in downtown Green Bay. We are not in
I used to be in it for a lot of years when I was at IXX.
You did.
Dominic, my little boy, who's now 6'5", 235 pounds.
Yeah, I want to get him on here.
Was like 3 years old, and he used to ride that. He loved that shopping cart.
Yep.
Festival. Do they still have that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh, do they? Okay.
They do.
Ask Mark if we can use it.
We'll be in there next year.
Ask Mark Skogan if we can use it.
We'll get on that.
We'll get on it.
All right.
It's going to be good. I mean, that parade is a fun. We'll talk about that. We have a bunch of other things. I know Ty sent me the schedule, but today's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the mayor at 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
So I'll hit them on that lights thing. But
all right. Mind of the mayor. Back right after this.
You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
Not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret? Every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Monday morning, getting it started, even though it's a... Actually, it's not a victory Monday. We're still going to have a good... I'm encouraged by the way they played. I like it. And by the way, I got some text here. Luxembourg, Casco, and Wrightstown are going to state. Yep.
That is true.
Yep.
So we need to celebrate that.
Yep. And I understand they're not Kakana, but they can have. Well, Kakana was the game we did. And it was a great game. That Wanakee team was just tremendous. It was a great game. And it says, if you play for Wanakee, it's a requirement to start weightlifting as a freshman. What a strong defense. It was. It was incredible. Jim and John, two teams from Northeastern Conference, Manchester State, LC, and Wrightstown. That is history. That conference is so great. Yeah. I love that conference. You got Freedom and Brilliant and Wrightstown, Luxembourg, Casco. And it's just, you know, it's. I always say this, they're wrestling towns. It's like, you know what I mean? You know what a wrestling town is? Where it's just the people are tough.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are tough and the whole thing. They're wrestling towns.
Yeah.
Luxembourg, Casco, and Wrightstown, and that's what they are, and all those schools from that conference. We love covering that conference, and we just think that's fantastic. And Luxembourg, Casco, knocking off Catholic Memorial.
You know,
I mean, that's
Milwaukee, those kids are tough.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That school is so good, and that's just fantastic for both of them to go. Just really enjoy those two teams. And then we're talking about our wrestling. Here's what the lineup would be. Dirty Dusty Rhodes, Baron Von Roschke. Dr. X, Gorgeous Bobby Heenan, and AWA was the bomb. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
There was someone that was tuned in every Saturday. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we did. Well, we were kids. We were, like, in high school. And then what we would do, and this led to some fights, actually. What we would do is go into the weight room the next day, and we would do wrestling. All-star wrestling.
Oh.
But then it always got a little carried away and yada, 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 and there'd be fights and yada, yada.
Yours was real. Theirs was fake.
Yeah. But then that's what we did. Every Monday, we went down into the weight room and we would wrestle. We'd partake in like all-star wrestling. That was everybody watched it. Saturday night, everybody watched that show.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I think that was, and then again, we've talked about this, but there was only three or four options.
We had one. We had no options.
That's right. I
grew up with no options for TV. I had one channel growing up. And you know what? Here's the deal. Like in the early 60s or whatever, mid 60s, my folks bought one. Oh, Ric Flair, of course. Somebody texted in. They bought one of those really cool TVs with the built-in stereo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stereo and TV all together, the whole big, beautiful thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then the TV went out, but we can't get rid of it because we still need to use the stereo because we need to play the Marty Robbins and Eddie Arnold albums and
awesome
stuff.
Love it.
And so we had like a 14-inch black and white sitting on top of this beautiful console TV. So that's what I grew up with, 14-inch black and white TV.
With the antenna.
With antenna and one channel. So I'm not trying to say like, oh, poor me, but it's just like that's just what you grew up with, and that's what you had.
Your world,
and now I complain if I can't find something on the 27 channels that I have. Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Well, we're getting into this whole month of gratitude. So
yes,
we got to be grateful for all the good things we have. So
absolutely. Talk about you know what's great? Meeting your sister the other day.
Yeah.
What a classy lady.
Yeah.
I mean, just very nice, and with principal at Xavier.
Yeah, Xavier Middle.
Nice, nice lady.
Yeah, she works hard, and, you know, yeah, and she gets it, right? She talked about, you know, formative years. And
then she told me you never really had a Shetland pony. That's all a figment of your imagination. It's always one of those things where Jim always talks about having a Shetland pony, and you guys didn't really have one.
That is,
wow.
Okay.
And John, she said your dad was never in a Barbershop Quartet. She's like, Jim, we just let him go. We talked about, yep, you're right, Jim, you're right. She's like, I can't believe you ever became mayor.
Just let him hurt himself.
Exactly. It's like, wow.
Actually, yeah. Didn't she say he never was mayor? There was all a figment of his imagination.
She said that, too. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Living.
Absolutely.
Living in a bubble.
Wasn't that a movie? What movie was that where it's like the guy never really did all those things, but everybody acted like he did? What was it? There was a movie about that.
John Minor.
No. Well, kind of like, what was the one with Jimmy Stewart with the big rabbit?
Yeah.
The make-believe rabbit?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's the
one. Anyway.
But today is Odd Socks Day.
Okay, come on. How does that get ink? Well, Odd Socks Day. What does that mean?
Well, let me just say this. Yesterday morning.
Like you have three five?
Can I finish?
Yeah, okay, good.
Yesterday when I put my socks on. Before it's like, oh, my socks are mismatched. They're close. I wonder if anybody will notice.
You should get all the same then.
So I had mismatched Argyle socks. They were Argyle.
How can you mismatch Argyle socks? Argyle socks are like, that's why people
did
have
them. Did you notice
them
yesterday?
I don't look at your socks.
I had mismatched socks on yesterday.
It's so funny how we're just in a different class of individual than the mayor.
I know.
He's got perfect socks.
Exactly.
In radio, you have all these extra socks.
I can see Donna like laying out his socks. Yes, yep. Can't you? It's like, I got to go speak tonight, hon. I'll lay out your socks and have those laid out perfectly for him. And Milton would be sitting there patiently watching him put on his socks. And he'd give Milton a little pat on the head. It's like, good buddy, I'll see you soon.
In the meantime, we're taking the extra socks we have that don't match and pairing them up with the closest one.
Absolutely, closest ones match. Okay. Exactly. And he's like, I'll see you soon, baby. Give me a kiss.
John, why don't you continue?
And he'll be like licking his face.
Okay, just wait, John. Yeah. Continue with Monday, November 13th. So it's Odd Socks Day. What's the next?
World Kindness Day.
Okay, there. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about World Kindness Day,
go ahead.
And it could be Green Bay Kindness Day, the world we're in. It could be GBW Kindness Day, so you could be kind. You should be kind to me, John.
I'm always kind to you.
All right. That's kindness.
Todd. Am I not kind to him all the time?
Honestly. You couldn't treat him any better than
who?
I do not. I am not feeling it.
Who volunteered to go out and key the car that's taking up two parking places?
That is true.
How much kinder can a person be?
That would be very kind.
Come on.
You're right. You are honoring World Kindness Day.
Yeah.
I came in upset that some guy took my parking spot, and you said you want me to go out and key his car for him.
Yes.
For me.
That's kindness.
All right, that is kindness. You're right. I take it back.
All right.
You're the man.
All right,
you're the best.
Okay. And then happy birthday, Whoopi Goldberg. Not a big fan. Are you?
No. Not at all.
Jimmy Kimmel, 56. I thought he'd be older.
I don't know.
I don't watch any late night shows. Do you?
Yeah.
None of them. Okay. I used to love Letterman and none of them. Oh, God. Got some more. Wahoo McDaniels and Haystack Calhoun, wrestlers that used to come to Green Bay. Wahoo McDaniels. Do you know the story on Wahoo McDaniels?
Never heard of him.
Wahoo McDaniels actually played professional football for the New England, actually used to be the Boston Patriots and the New York Jets.
Mm.
And he was a crazy guy. And then he got into pro wrestling. And I actually met him one time here at the old Brown County Arena. He was wrestling. And it was during sturgeon spearing. And I had done a story that night on sturgeon spearing. So it was the first week of February. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, he goes, hey, I think I just saw you on TV. I go, yeah, I just finished my thing, just walked over because the TV station was right there. And he goes, I want to know about, because he was Native American. He goes, I want to know how to spear the sturgeon. I want to do that. I'm Native American. I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I tried, because he was like so fascinated that we were spearing fish here.
That was like,
oh my God.
Well, that is an odd way to fish.
Right? Well, yes, but I mean, it's such a tradition here. But he thought that was the coolest thing he's ever seen, that we still had a spearing season around here.
I hope he got out there and experienced that, because that is, that's super unique. Hey, that All-Star Wrestling, that wasn't real, was it? Was that real, Johnny? You were in the media. Do you remember when John Stossel, you guys remember that guy? John Stossel?
Of course.
Yeah, he got thrown down.
Yeah, yeah. Guy hit him in the ear. He's a guy.
Let me tell you something. Those guys are tough.
But that wasn't, I don't know.
But still, they're very tough guy. I remember interviewing Sergeant Slaughter. Remember Sergeant Slaughter over at the old Brown County Arena? All those guys. Okay. Throw out some more. People, throw out some more for me, please. Wahoo McDaniels, Haystack Calhoun. When we come back, we're going to be talking a lot of things. We've got, you mentioned, chairman of the Green Bay Sustainability Commission.
Yes,
we've got Frank Hermans from Let's Be Frank coming on. We've got Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh coming on. We got a good-looking Monday. coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Thousands of people fleeing Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Still, no electricity inside and no fuel for generators. Airstrikes in Syria hitting facilities used by Iran's armed forces and militant groups supported by Iran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during his visit to Seoul, South Korea.
These attacks must stop. And if they don't stop, then we won't hesitate to do what's necessary again to protect our troops.
Global leaders preparing to meet at the APEC summit this week in San Francisco. The city's Department of Public Works Communications Director, Rachel Gordon, says they're trying to tackle downtown homelessness in general and homeless encampments specifically.
We're not just clearing encampments. We provide services to people. We ask people and request that they go into shelter.
This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today with highs around 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Daytime highs approaching 57, tomorrow overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We got a show to do here. So,
all right,
yes.
Jim.
Come on,
fine.
Join us.
All wow. Right.
Anytime you want to.
Somebody's a little grumpy on a Monday morning. Hey, happy World Kindness Day, everybody.
Well, yeah, I got to shake off.
Except in this studio. Wow. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Right,
hey,
go ahead.
Johnny, we were talking about guests this week. We got a great lineup. And this is an interesting guest we have coming on today. Seth.
Can I do one thing first?
Though? Oh, yeah. Okay. Seth, we got to pay
Seth,
a couple
can you
bills.
Hang out 1 second here?
Sorry.
It's all right.
My kindness right. Celebrating the holiday.
Yes. This is
Let
world-
me tell you something, Seth. You can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done in your home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks, and now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWindows.com. Jim Schmidt has Pella Windows, he has Pella Doors, and he pays nothing, basically, for heating during the winter, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I pay a lot less than I used to after
well,
I bought my house.
Well, doesn't the city still pay for it, though?
Yeah.
No? Wasn't there a fund that was set aside for that? No? Okay.
Not hardly. Right. Seth, hi. It's Seth. Hey, one of the this is something you
Seth
would encourage.
Hoffmeister,
yes.
What is that? Okay, that means master of something in German.
I've heard master of the court, like a courtyard.
Okay,
I think
because there's brewmeister,
yeah.
And, you know, all right. Those things. Okay,
all right. So, can we
so
talk?
You're full blooded German?
No, I'm a lot of
okay,
a European mutt. Yeah.
Okay,
John, mostly find out, German.
Find out where he went to high school, what sports he played, and then I'll get to the interview.
What's that supposed to mean? Where'd you go to high school?
Eau Claire Memorial football. Check.
Nice. Outstanding. It's a legendary school.
Yeah. Who
Dick Bennett used to coach there.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Way
he
back.
Did. Yeah,
yes.
That's right. In the 70s.
He coached there in the 70s, and they turned out a quarterback that went to Wisconsin. It was a good quarterback at Wisconsin.
Greg Bullig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he became a doctor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. How'd you know Greg Bullig?
I worked at a summer camp, Camp Manitou, and
okay.
There's Bullig Cabin. Because he was the camp director there before
no kidding.
He went on to, you know, become a doctor.
Outstanding. Yeah. They beat Nebraska that 1 year where
oh
Nebraska
God.
Was like number one in the nation. And he wasn't a real big guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I think meant, yeah. But yeah, but Greg Bowling was the quarterback, played basketball for Dick Bennett, Eau Claire Memorial.
Huh.
And then UW Green Bay had a couple of mm-hmm. brothers, Jerry Carstensen and his brother Sherm, played basketball at Green Bay. Although
okay.
Sherm then transferred back to Eau Claire and they won the national championship, Division III national championship in basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
UW-Eau Claire did.
Is that like the 90s, early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I remember
yeah,
that. Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah.
John,
oh, very cool.
Johnny,
and
this,
then they had a phenomenal
this is Seth
basketball.
Heithmester.
Could you
with, he is sustainable commission,
could you
not
relax?
Basketball commissioner.
They
okay.
had UW-Eau Claire with Ken Anderson, was the head coach at UW-Eau Claire.
Okay.
Back some, and they had an unbelievable basketball team that was like nationally ranked. In fact, the Sports Illustrated did a big story on them. One of their star players was Frank Shady, who then became head basketball coach at Oshkosh North for a lot of years. And he played for the Kansas City Kings for a couple of seasons. Frank Shady.
Okay. Wow.
A lot of legends in,
yeah.
In the land of clear water.
Absolutely.
I don't. How do you even sleep at night?
Because right.
all this information floating around
I don't
your
know.
Brain.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you know what else Eau Claire is very famous for? It's the very first place Hank Aaron played professional baseball.
That's right. There's a statue of him outside Carson Park.
Exactly.
Yep.
So Eau Claire is a very legendary place for sports.
Yes, I gathered that now. I didn't know we were going to cover all that. I kind of read a lot about you, Seth, and didn't know that you were. Anyway, thanks for participating. Thanks for being in. We'll catch you next time.
All right.
Yep,
thanks
thank
for being
you.
Here,
yep.
Seth. Okay.
Gotta
right,
go.
Come on next.
Coming up next, we have Seth Hoffmeister. No, Seth, you, this city has run on a lot of different things, and a lot of volunteers make this city work, and you're one of the more visible. I don't say important, impactful volunteers, right? Would you agree with that? I mean, you run a commission here in Green Bay. It's the Sustainability Commission. And that is, how old were you when you first came to my office as a little advocate?
That was like 2015, so I must have been 25.
Okay, and you were like...
no, 2018, 26 years old, 27.
Right. And you were just really like, we got to do this, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that is great, and you've taken that mantle and run with it. And you, tell me about your goals as your commission.
Yeah, so right away when we started meeting, we wanted the city to be able to do something about sustainability, clean energy, water quality, recycling, waste, a lot of different environmental issues. And clean energy has really turned into a big focus of ours. So we set goals very early on when our commission started meeting to commit our community to 100% clean energy by 2050, both city operations and the community at large. And goals like that are really nice. They feel good, but if you don't actually have a plan on paper, something that's going to make sense and something that's going to actually be economical, it doesn't mean anything. So that became the next step, is actually putting down a plan and trying to implement projects that get you towards that goal.
And when you look at the big items, you know, the coal, right, the natural gas, mm-hmm. right? And we've had some companies participate, right, packaging. They, mm-hmm. they've done a conversion. But I want to focus a little bit more on what the residents can do, right? Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, 107,000 people in the city of Green Bay. Are you citywide or are you countywide?
Citywide.
That's okay. Yep. So 34,000 households, yeah. you know, within the city. What can they do? And I think I have some ideas, but you tell me.
Yeah, well, I thought it was almost planned that you read the promo about energy efficient windows at the beginning of this show. I almost
Pella windows and doors.
I almost chuckled because right now for the next 10 years there are tax credits that are available for residential homeowners, renters on like a dozen different benefits, but one of them is energy efficient windows. So part of using less energy, using clean energy, transitioning to a clean energy future is just being more energy efficient. It's the good thing to do from a carbon perspective, but it's also a good thing to do for our pocketbooks. You're not, you know, wasting as much heat. Energy efficient windows, you can get 30% off every year for the next 10 years on your taxes because of some of the provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act.
You know, I'm surprised that solar hasn't gotten more popular, more traction.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really, really growing, and that's another benefit that you can get
right.
30% off if you put solar on your house right now. Next year you can get 30% back on your taxes. There's going to be another round of benefits next year where
I just want to say I've got solar at our house in Manitowoc. Okay. heating bills are incredibly low.
Isn't it great?
It's incredibly low. We've got solar. It's incredible.
Yeah,
so we're talking with Seth Hoffmeister.
Hoffmeister.
Hoffmeister. Hoffmeister.
Yeah. Kind of like Jägermeister's next door, yeah. But okay. Hoffmeister's.
But anyway, and Seth is the chair. Hoffmeister.
Oh,
Seth Hoffmeister, who's the chairman of the Green Bay Sustainability Commission. I want our listeners to get some, where do they get this information on these tax credits? And there's other things I want to talk to you about. And Johnny, we did talk about Pella and saving money, and I've experienced that, and that's the biggest heat loss you have is through windows and doors. And I think rain barrels and all that stuff is important, but there's nothing really more important than, because like you said, it's not only good for the environment, but it's also really good for your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. So I just, before you leave, I want to make sure that the listeners have a place that they can contact to get this stuff.
Yeah, I'll pull up a website.
Do that, and tell us more about
what do rain barrels do?
The runoff, right? That
then what do you do with it once it's full?
Put it in your garden.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Flowers.
Okay. And then it doesn't all end up in the storm.
Gotcha.
Right, at the same time.
Well, Seth, that rain barrels would be under your umbrella.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a free rain barrel giveaway program. It was, I think, from ARPA dollars. And they went, like hotcakes.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't hold on to them long enough.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yep.
What about as far as... Go ahead.
I just want to finish the solar thing. Solar,
yeah.
And then we kind of started with solar here, and it kind of stopped a little bit, right? There was a company that invested, and
That's what I mean. I thought there'd be more traction at this point.
I think, 10, 15 years ago, it was kind of plateaued, peaked, but then now it's just getting cheaper. I mean, solar is quickly becoming one of the cheapest forms of electricity for homeowners, for businesses. The payback period, you make that initial investment, you're not paying on your bills, you know, 6-7 years in some cases, you can make that money back, and then your bill is close to zero.
It's incredible. Hello, it is.
It was 16-18 year payback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It was. And it, you know, the technology is just getting so much better.
I agree. Whereas these windows and doors we're talking about, that's less than 2 years, I think. Yeah. It was for us, I'll tell you that. So, I mean, that's, you want your money back.
But you know what? Those old drafty houses like that, it's incredible how much energy goes through the windows, isn't it?
That's true.
I mean, one of the other things you can do, you can get a home energy audit. You can get $150 off. That's about 30% of the cost. And they tell you, all right, here's where you're losing heat.
Some kind of a gauge or something, right?
No, it's,
how does that work?
It's cool. Remember my house? Were you there when they did my house? Put that big blower on the front door.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was unbelievable. We had the media there. And it tells you where the losses are and what you can do. And if you do this, it's going to save you X. Just everything. Electricity, water, air.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. And you can get $150 off. How do you
get that? Like, who would you contact to come into your house to do something like that?
Focus on Energy. It's going to have a list of home energy auditors. But the website that I'll give you guys before the end of the show will have a destination where you can get information on all of these
very
benefits
cool
right now.
Give it to us now.
All right.
And then we'll take it again, but I just want to make sure.
Is this my phone next year?
I think so. Okay. All right, I got this on my mobile.
You're very
here.
Demanding today.
Oh, Jim. Sorry, Seth. Thank
give it
for
to
being...
us now.
This is good stuff.
Hey, halfway stuff. Give it to us now. Schnell.
Wow. At least I let him talk.
I apologize, Seth. Oops. What's that supposed to mean? Todd, what am I doing on World Kindness Day?
Yeah.
World Kindness Day. Todd.
Yeah, we got to. Todd,
World Kindness Day.
Todd, you should have sent that to us last night, not this morning.
Oh, okay. I guess World's Strongest Man, Ken Patera, wrestled here. Mad Dog Vachon.
I remember him.
Yep.
All right. If you go to conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan, you will find all of the resources on the residential benefits available to you today.
Cool. Love it.
Gets into the strategy with the city, because one thing the city can do is make all of these resources a lot more accessible for folks who are trying to put solar on their homes or finding out, you know, where they can get energy efficient windows. There, you know, it's a big pie of our energy usage. Some of it is residents, about 1% is municipal operations, factories, industry. It's really going to take a lot of different strategies and a lot of people doing a lot of good things that make sense for them in the short term and long term. And the Clean Energy Green Bay Plan really takes a pragmatic look at the next 10 years and says, what can we do to get going on this big 20-25 year goal?
Right. Next house I build, you know what I want? You know what? Mm-hmm. I want that, what's it called? Geothermal.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So, I mean, it captures the heat that is already in the ground and it distributes it. So you're using very, very little energy just to, you know, move the heat, and you're not burning fossil fuels and you're not paying for fossil fuels.
That's awesome.
Either.
I'm going to
do
that.
Isn't that cool?
I think that's called a cave.
No, it's not. It's a cool thing right now.
Same concept. It's a high-tech cave, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're basically using the Earth's energy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's already there.
I want to do that.
Realizing it.
Seth, what's on the agenda for, like, this month? What are you guys working on the here and now? I know you talked about 20-year plans, 25, but, like, what's something that you're working on right now that we could read about, learn about?
Yeah, well, on Wednesday, we're going to be introducing the Clean Energy Green Bay Plan at our Sustainability Commission meeting. And it's very much here and now, but it's the first step in the next 10 years. So we're going to be taking a look at, you know, the fleet vehicles, exploring if we can do heat pumps. Appleton is going to be using heat pumps in their library project, figuring out what some of those things are. Energy efficiency, looking at opportunities for solar. So getting this plan ready is really kind of the big priority at the end of the year.
Cool. I'm a big fan of this kind of stuff. I think it's awesome.
It's fun.
And it's important. I mean, and there's so many other things. I was telling Johnny earlier, police, fire, DPW, the roads. Somebody like you has to chair a commission that's thinking past the next budget.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're doing. Can you stick around for a few minutes? I just got a few more things I want to ask you.
I want to know more about the geothermal thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
All right. Awesome. And we have a sauna.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how to pronounce it.
Sauna.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Wow, look at this little mellow music that Todd's playing.
This is the kindness, world kindness.
Here comes the sun.
And the sun, the solar.
Okay, I got it. Right? It's all,
1972, here comes the sun, right here. WGBW, Mino and the Mayor, rocking your way into a Monday morning. Back after this. It's all right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents. 11/30/2023.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Our man Todd is just, he's on it, isn't he?
He is.
He's on it.
But he did change the break schedule. They've got to work on our kidneys and bladder and coffee.
I know. We can't run to the...
No, it's different. It's like we get up, we start walking down there, you go to get some more M&Ms. And he's like, John, 1 minute, 1 minute. And so you're running back with your handful of M&Ms. And in the old days when we had 2 minutes, you wouldn't have to rush it. Yeah.
Todd, would you do me a favor? Would you play my Plywood Oshkosh commercial again, please?
I'll pull it up for you. Hang on.
Well, that lady's coming on later, John. Okay, you want to? Okay.
What lady?
From Oshkosh. Amy.
Oh yeah, but not. But I want to hear this. This
you
lady.
Hear it now? Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
what?
Jeez, that was a big sigh,
John. I know that was a huge sigh. Once again, World Kindness Day.
We have
observed
to work on
by
that.
The world, except for Jim Schmidt.
No,
wow. I with any style, any price range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets, a foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
Plywood Oshkosh. I love that lady. That brings back memories of watching pro wrestling at Saturday night. Like, you can't even believe it.
Yes.
Can't believe it. Got this. I saw him wrestle at Van Dyke Gym on St. Norbert campus back in the late 60s. Mad Dog Vachon. Were you a pro wrestling fan at all, Seth?
My uncle Jim is really into pro wrestling. I think he would drive around and he would be like the ref.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was his thing.
he was a ring announcer?
Yep. Not at the big arena stuff, but at the like tiny VFW back room.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. I always wanted to do that. I used to be a ring announcer for boxing. Wow. You know that?
Okay, yes, I do. I believe it. Okay, Seth.
In the far corner, in the right
I knew it. Seth
weighing 152
Seth,
pounds.
You should have jumped in, man. Seth
from Casino, Wisconsin, the glamour with a hammer, ladies and gentlemen, JJ Korn. That's why I did it.
Yeah,
I think you nailed it.
Todd, he did, man. Todd? He did.
Loved it.
Thank you. He did. And I wish it would come back so John could live his dream.
I would love to have a career being a ring announcer for wrestling or boxing.
Yes, you would be good at that. We have to find you a job.
I know.
And I think if that's more of an industry thing, we'll have to think about that. How we can resurrect that.
Why aren't we getting phone call after call to Todd say, we want to hire Mino. We want to hire Mino. We've got nothing.
I have no
idea. Nothing. Todd's not answering the phone is the reason.
I don't know.
We get the calls and Todd's slacking. He's a slacker. His old man was a slacker. What movie's that from, Todd? What movie?
I don't even know.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
You're a slacker. Your old man was a slacker.
All right. World Kindness Day. Okay. Right. Seth, this thing has been going on forever, sustainability, right? Even back in the 70s. But recycling is a thing, was a thing, could be a better thing. I think what you guys need to do is we went from the small blue containers to the large, mm-hmm. right? Just like we have the garbage. But you only pick up our recycling every other week. Have you talked about doing that every week?
I think that would be... I don't know if that's the county or if that's the city.
It's a city.
That. It is? Okay. When I rented over on Law Street, I would never fill up my garbage can, and I would be like just slamming the lid shut on my recycling. So that's something I've dealt with as well. But
You can put that on your agenda.
We could, yeah. I mean, now we're checking off some of our goals, so we're going to have to take on some new priorities. That's a really
what
good
are
thing
some
to
new things that. You know, people, they look to the East Coast, the West Coast, and then we like to call ourselves the Fresh Coast because we got the water, right?
West Coast.
But what are some of the things that you're working on that we can look forward to from a resident? Not I understand the corporate stuff you're working on, and I think that's really, really important, but that's a tall ship to turn. Mm-hmm. But locally, we can do stuff in our houses. What kind of things are you guys suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, I think just some of the affordability of, like, home solar has really changed in the last 5 or 10 years. There's several companies in the area that do a heck of a job putting, you know, solar on your house. I think if you're adding renewable energy on your house, if you're also using energy efficiency measures with all the tax credits investments in the next 10 years, it's really, really going to be a game changer. The most prohibitive thing with clean energy is the upfront cost. But now when you're able to take 30% off of that, you're looking at a pretty good buyback period.
Tell me about geothermal.
Yeah, geothermal. I mean, you put this unit in your basement and it uses the heat already from,
the earth.
Below the surface of the earth. And it's very energy efficient. And that means it's very cheap too. And it's another one of those technologies that's getting better and better.
That sounds like something from Land of the Lost. Remember Land of the Lost, the TV show back in the day?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like you're like, do you remember that Land of the Lost?
Sure.
You don't remember Land of the Lost?
I said sure.
The main guy lives in Door County?
Geothermal?
Ranger Rick?
Really?
He lives in Door County. He's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
I've got his number in my phone. We could call him.
And what does that have to do with? So this is.
Well, because they were like in the bottom part of the earth. Is the Land of the Lost. It's like you're tapping into that area for geothermal, right?
He would be a great advocate. Person in an ad, corporate sponsor.
And then have you guys discussed, are you leaning into EV cars?
That's another thing that's a part of the federal tax credits.
Right,
$7,500 for a new EV car, $4,000 for a used one. I think one of the things that... the Clean Energy Green Bay plan lays out is how we can develop community electric charging. I had a friend of mine come to the Packer game when Detroit came to town in September, and he drove his Tesla over from Minneapolis, and it was so hard for him to find a place.
That's what I would be really nervous about.
Car. Yeah,
yeah, driving is. Outside of your little radius of... Yeah.
So just making sure that there's charge, especially when the city doubles in size, on any given Sunday, making sure people that are coming to town can charge their cars.
What happens if you run out? You're between Eau Claire and Green Bay, and you're someplace in Neillsville or wherever, and you run out of it. What do you do?
I think Quick Trips have electric chargers, but it's level one. So there's level one, two, three. A level three charger, it's like 10, 15 minutes, you're charged. Level two is like 30 minutes, but a level one, it's like, get a hotel room.
Wow.
Go take a nap.
And that has turned some people off because you can rent
that would
those
scare
cars.
Me. I mean,
what do you say you can find it, but then you plug it in, it's like your car be ready in 6 hours. Yeah. Well, wait a minute, I want to get where I'm going.
Yeah.
So they have some work to do, but I mean, that is something that we're looking at here in Green Bay. And Seth, I think it's great that you're doing this. You've been at this since 2015. We appreciate what you're doing. I mean, we all believe in it. We just maybe don't have the time or the knowledge to move the needle. And you're doing that for the city of Green Bay.
And you're saving money.
And you're saving us. So we got to get to your website. You want to give out your phone number or not?
I don't think he wants to give us phone.
But I mean,
could give out yours?
From the website we gave you here, conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan.
Awesome.
Fact check that. Right. There's a questions portal. You can get at me through that.
All right,
beautiful.
Seth.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
This is great.
It's been
buddy.
A lot of fun. Yep.
When we come back, some guy by the name of Frank Hermans will be joining us. I don't know. I have no idea who this guy is. We'll bring him on. Probably has no personality. Back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC News.